马太福音第一章18到25节 Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 to 25。 请耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向她梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，他就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。现在我们请 Pastor Rob 来为我们证道。今天证道的题目是圣诞的礼物。 Today Pastor Rob will give us a sermon on Christmas gift. Pastor Rob, please.
Hello, can you guys hear me? Am I good to go? Is the mic on back there? Yeah? Okay. Merry Christmas, everyone. I want to, just start off by, thanking, Pastor Wong, for inviting me and, speak here today on Christmas. It's an honor to come here today and to speak on God's Word on Christmas Day. So I thank you for that, Pastor Wong. And I want to thank my interpreter, Jesse, for, giving her a service today. So let's give them a thank you. Let's pray. Father, we come before you on this beautiful day that you have indeed made. As we look out in this world, we see your creation. We see your handiwork, Lord God. Your word says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that all things were created by him and through him. Nothing has come into being that has not been made through the Word, through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that we now celebrate this day, this beautiful creation, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Lord God, I pray today that this most awesome and magnificent truth, Lord God, would become more apparent to our heart and to our mind, and that would cause our wills, Lord God, to bow down before your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and worship him as King. Father, apart from your grace, apart from your Holy Spirit, we can never see these great and precious truths. So we ask, Lord God, that the teacher himself would guide us through this time and that would lead us into a better understanding of what your word says and how it applies to our life today. That today, this very day, Lord God, that we may be drawn into your presence and that we may become more like Jesus Christ through the power of your word. For your word says that Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I pray, Lord God, that that power would bring us salvation this very day for your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, we've read the passage here, actually, from Matthew. But if you want to go ahead and if you just stay there on Matthew 1, that'll be the passage that we'll be going through, along with Matthew 2 a little bit into that.
我们刚才读的这段经文呢，是在马太福音第一章。那么如果我们接下来读的话，在第二章其实它是一直延续下来的。
It's a wonderful blessing to be here again among brothers and sisters in Christ on the day that we celebrate his birth.
今天能同弟兄姐妹一同来庆祝基督的降生，这对我来说是很大的祝福。
So today what I want to take a look at is the narrative of Matthew in order to see the birth of Jesus Christ.
那么今天呢，我们是通过马太福音来一起看耶稣基督的降生。
That we may come to learn more about who he is and why he came.
那么我们今天会一起来看耶稣基督到底是谁，那么他为什么要来到我们当中。
Or what I have there in the bulletin, God's gift to us.
那么就像我们的单页上面所写的是神给我们的礼物。
And the second thing is how we should respond to Jesus, or what I have here in the bulletin, our gift to God.
那么第二件事情呢，就是我们应该怎样去回应神给我们这样的礼物。
The background of Jesus' birth was during the reign of the Roman Empire. Caesar Augustus brought in an era known as Pax Romana, Roman peace.
那么我们这一段经文的背景呢，是在罗马帝国殖民犹太的时间。那么当时是凯撒亚古士都，他当时是统治罗马帝国，进入一个和平的时期。
But it was peace at a price. It was peace by force.
但那个和平并不是真正的和平，它是在武力威胁之下所出现的一种和平的假象。
Yet other names that the world gave Caesar Augustus was Lord, Savior, and Son of God.
那么当时呢，凯撒亚古士都也被当时的人称为主、救主和神的儿子。
Caesar Augustus was the world's king.But not God's king.
当时凯撒亚古士都是世界上的王，但他并不是神所高立的王。
Israel at this time was part of the Roman Empire and under this worldly lord.
那么当时的以色列呢，就是被这样的一个罗马帝国殖民，处于他的统治之下。
Herod was the king of the Jews, but not a legitimate king.
当时呢，犹太人的王叫希律，但他其实是一个篡位的王。
He was not the rightful heir to the throne of David, but a wicked man who took the throne by manipulation and force.
他并不是大卫的子孙，而是一个通过强权的政治和屠杀反对派来建立政权的一个以色列的王。
In the midst of Roman oppression and an illegitimate Jewish king, there was a remnant of Jews that awaited their true king.
那么在当时的情况下，被罗马帝国的这个凯撒统治着，同时呢也被这样一个不好的希律王统治着，以色列民就是非常的期待他们真正王的来临。
They awaited one who would rule in righteousness and bring in peace, with the Hebrews called Shalom.
那么他们当时期待一个用公义来统治的王，而且这个王会给他们带来平安，那么平安的希伯来语是沙龙。
If you look at Matthew verses 1:18,
那么我们来看马太福音一章十八节，我们刚刚读的这一段。
It starts off by saying, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about."
他们头一句上面讲的是耶稣基督降生的事，记在下面。
Christ is not Jesus' name, but it's his title.
那么基督呢，并不是耶稣的名字，而是他的称谓。
It's a title like Pastor Wang or President Obama.
那么这个称谓呢，就好像是这个李若柏牧师或者是什么什么总统。
Pastor is not his first name.
那么牧师的名字并不是牧师。
Christ is Greek for Messiah.
那么基督的意思呢，其实是希腊文的。希腊文是基督，那么希伯来文叫弥赛亚。
Messiah means God's anointed king.
那么弥赛亚的意思呢，是神所高立的王。
God's Christ would be anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么神的基督呢，是被圣灵高下来，赐下能力的。
And we see this started here with Jesus Christ by his miraculous conception by the Spirit.With the Virgin Mary.
那么我们从耶稣基督的降生呢，可以看到耶稣基督是圣灵的能力临到玛利亚所怀的孕。
We'll continue reading again, to make this point. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
我们接下来读一章十八节，可以看到说他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
他的丈夫是个约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，就想要暗暗的把他休了。
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
正在深思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”
Christ was born of the Virgin Mary. He came from heaven into our creation.
那么耶稣基督呢？他是从圣灵感孕，从天上来到我们人间。
But his human ancestry is given in verses 1 through 17.
那么在马太福音1章1到17节呢，是讲了耶稣基督在世界上的家谱。
But given to prove that Jesus is the legitimate heir of the throne of David.
那么这个1章1到17节呢，是给了我们证据，证明耶稣基督的确是大卫的子孙。
Jesus Christ is the true king of the Jews.
耶稣基督才是犹太人真正的王。
This point is so important.That the New Testament opens up with this claim.
那么这个耶稣基督是真正的王这件事情是非常重要的，以至于我们的新约是从这一个声明开始的。
In fact, this is the main point of all four Gospels.
其实这也是四部福音书的一个主题。
Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣是基督。
God's chosen and anointed King.
是神所拣选所高立的王。
If you look at Matthew verse 1:1,
如果我们来看马太福音第一章一节
It says a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
这里面就强调耶稣基督他是大卫的子孙是亚伯拉罕的后裔
He's the son of Abraham as well because God promised to Abraham that in his seed all the nations of the world would be blessed.
他是亚伯拉罕的子孙，这也很重要，因为当时神曾经在旧约应许亚伯拉罕的子孙将成为万民的祝福。
The plan from the beginning was to bring peace on earth.
那么从一开始呢，神就有这样的一个计划，要把平安带到全世界。
Jesus is the Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
耶稣是基督，是万王之王，万主之主。
And God's Christ would bring genuine world peace.To Israel and all the nations of the world.
只有神基督呢，才能给以色列和全世界带来真正的和平。
As Isaiah 9:6 says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
正如以赛亚书九章六节所说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
The peace that God's Christ will bring is nothing like Caesar or any earthly lord or king can bring.
神所带给我们的平安，借着基督，他。与世界上的任何一个君王所带给我们的平安是完全不一样的。
It's nothing like Herod or any mere religion can bring.
它并不像是希律或者是任何其他的一些政治的领袖所带来的平安。
All the religions of the world move up to try to get right with God.
所有其他的宗教呢也是相似，他们想要去达到神那里。
God's Christ came down to us to make us right with Him.
而神基督呢，是他亲自降下来，来让我们和他来恢复关系。
And God's Christ will bring a new era where the natural order will be recreated.
那么神基督呢，会带我们进入一个新的纪元。这个时代呢，是我们所有的世上的事情和人的和神的关系是一个恢复的关系。
The Bible says that the lion will lay down with the lamb, and that a child will play in a cobra's nest.
那么在旧约中有说到说豺狼必与绵羊同居，那么小孩子也要牵引他们。
The Bible says that weapons of war, spears and swords will be hammered into plowshares, instruments for peace.
那么圣经上也说呢，这些战争都要消失。
No more sorrow or pain and death will be abolished.
不再有悲哀，也不再有痛苦，死亡也会离开。
The Bible says in a twinkling of an eye, we will be recreated with spiritual bodies.
那么我们也会被重生，被神重新造一个新的身体。
And that we will live and see God.
我们会与神在一起永远的活着。
But the question is, why don't we live in this shalom peace fully right now?
那问题就来了，那么为什么现在我们不能就立刻和神一同来进入这样的平安呢？
Because the peace came, that Jesus came to bring was first not among the nations, nor in creation.
那么其实呢，基督来带来的平安首先并不是在万国之间实现的。
The peace Jesus came to bring was first and foremost peace with God.
那么神耶稣基督所带来的平安呢，最首先的是我们与神之间的一个和平。
Matthew 21，
在马太福音21章。
Verse 21, 1:21. I'm sorry.
是马太福音1章21节。
I thought you were taking a long time to get there. Matthew verse 121, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
这一切的事成就是要应验主先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，你要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
God was no longer with Israel because of Israel's sins.
那么因为以色列曾经犯罪，所以神的荣耀就从以色列离开了。
One of the saddest parts of scripture next to the crucifixion and the sin of Adam is Ezekiel 10.
那么这个是在以西结书第十章有记载的，神因为以色列的罪，那么神的荣光就离开了以色列。
It was that part of Israel's history when their sin became so bad that the glory of the Lord departed Israel.
那么当时以色列因为犯的罪太重，所以圣经上就记载说，他们看到神，以西结看到神的荣耀就离开了以色列。
They actually saw the Spirit of God, the glory of God, lift up from the tabernacle or the temple and leave.
他们是真的是以西结，他是看到神的荣耀就这样起来，然后离开了圣殿。
God was no longer with them.
神不和他们同在了。
And now God was back.
但是现在神回来了。
If we could read Luke 2:14.
那么我们如果看一下路加福音2章14节。
This is the birth of Jesus Christ.
这是讲到耶稣基督出生的时候。
A great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The word hosts in heavenly hosts,
这里面讲到天兵
means army, literally a band of soldiers.
那么这里面讲到的是军队的意思，就是真的是一大群的军队。
God was back, and he brought an army.
神回来了，带来了一大群军队。
This could have been very bad.
这可能是一件很可怕的事情。
But he came to announce peace.
但他来其实是要宣称平安的降临。
On earth,On whom his favor rests.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Peace with God is our greatest need.
那么这个与神之间的和平，这样平安是我们最大的需要。
God didn't send his army to destroy us. He could have judged us as rebels in his kingdom.
那么神来呢，并不是要让他的军队来毁灭人，尽管他完全可以这样做。
This is God's world, and we are destroying it.
那么这是神的世界，但是我们其实是在破坏神的世界。
God could judge us, destroy us, and create a whole new world.
神完全可以审判我们，然后把我们毁掉，然后再重新建一个更好的世界。
But God sent a Savior instead.
但神事实上是赐下了一位救主。
Jesus came not to crucify us, but to be crucified for us.
耶稣来不是要把我们钉上十字架，而是要替我们被钉十字架。
Isaiah 53,
正像以赛亚书53章说到的。
Tells us how God will bring peace on earth.
他这样讲，告诉我们神是怎么样把平安带到这个世界来的。
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
This is how Jesus saved us from our sins and brought peace.
这就是耶稣基督怎么样来救我们脱离罪，带给我们平安。
Is that the King of Kings took off his crown of gold, his heavenly crown?
那么万王之王呢，摘下他荣耀的属天的冠冕。
And he came to us to put on a crown of thorns.
那么他来到我们当中，摘下了那些他的荣耀。
He was pierced for our transgressions.
他是为了我们的过错来受害。
And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
那么他所受的刑罚呢，是让我们能够有平安。
By his wounds, we are healed.
因着他的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
Those wounds should have been on us.
这些鞭伤应该是鞭在我们身上的。
The name of Jesus means God saves.
耶稣这个名字的意思就是神拯救。
In Jesus, God gave us our Savior.
透过耶稣，神给了我们我们的救主。
In Jesus alone do we have peace with God.
只有在基督里面，我们才能和神有真正的平安。
And this is necessary for world peace, because the problem with the world is not national wars, the problem with the world is us.
这其实呢，也是世界上能够有和平的前提，因为世界上最大的问题并不是国家之间的战争，而出在人自己的心里。
The real question is,Why are there any wars at all?
那么问题就来了，说那为什么会有战争呢？
James, the brother of Jesus, James.
那么雅各书，那么雅各书的作者是耶稣的兄弟雅各，第四章第二节。
Tells us, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want.
你们中间的战争斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得。
The problem is that we were made with for God, but without God fulfilling our deepest desires, we will covet and idolize earthly things.
那么问题实际上是我们虽然是神所造的，但因为我们心里面缺少了神，所以我们就不断的去贪恋各样的事情，拜各样的偶像。
And we covet them, and our desires battle within.
那么我们贪恋着各样的事情呢，里面就有很多的争斗在我们的心里面。
If this goes far enough, they're national wars.
那么这个如果表现出来呢，就可以大到是国家之间的战争。
But without national wars,We fight in other ways.
那么除此之外，我们也用各样的方式互相的斗争。
We have ideologies.
我们有各种各样的一些想法。
We fight in our families.
我们为了家庭可以来。
Sadly, we often fight in our churches.
我们也可以为了我们的教会在教会里面打。
And we battle within our own soul.
那么我们的灵魂里面也有征战。
Because we do not have what we really want in our deepest core of our heart.
因为我们没有得到我们内心深处真正想要的那个东西。
No matter how much we get these other things, they'll never satisfy us.
不管我们在这世界上得了多少的东西，我们永远都得不到满足。
We were made for God.
因为我们是为神而造的。
Roman peace was not true peace.
罗马的平安并不是真正的和平。
American peace is not the peace God will bring.
那么美国的和平也不是真正神要带下来的平安。
Rome eventually fell when she had no one left to conquer.
当罗马战胜所有的敌人之后，她其实最后是崩塌了。
They had no internal peace And we can no longer fight other people, they fought within.
那么其实罗马帝国并没有有过真正的平凡。
The structure collapsed from within and they were easily destroyed from without.
它是从内部瓦解的，那么外面也就很快垮掉了。
The peace Jesus brings is true peace. It's shalom.
而耶稣带来的才是真正的平安，是沙龙。
It's the fullness of life that comes with our relationship with our Creator and affects every other relationship that we have.
它是通过我们恢复跟神之间的关系所带来的一个完全的生命，而这样完全的生命可以影响我们跟其他人的关系。
Which is why in Jesus,God gave us himself.
这就是为什么神透过耶稣基督，神也给了我们他自己。
Verse 23, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
在马太福音1章23节说到，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
This is one of the great implications of the virgin birth, is God came and is with us.
那么这也就是童女怀孕的一个非常重要的意义，就是神来了和我们在一起。
In Philippians 2:6, it says that Jesus was in very nature God, but did not consider equality with God something to be grasped or held on to.
在腓立比书2:6说到，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But that he emptied himself and took on the very nature of a servant, a man.
他反倒虚己，成为了奴仆的形象，成为了人的样式。
God came to us because he wants us to be with him.
神来到我们当中是期待我们能和他在一起。
God is with us because God is for us.
神和我们同在是因为神是为了我们而舍。
And his love knows no bounds.
而他的爱是没有界限的。
God didn't send one of his heavenly soldiers to come and die for us.
神并没有差一个天军来下来为我们死。
If you could imagine the scene when the heaven opened up and a host of heavenly creatures appeared.
如果你能想象一下，当天开了的时候，你看到了是非常多的天军在那里。
Perhaps one of God's great soldiers could have came and sacrificed his life.
也许神的一员大将可以来为我们死。
But that couldn't save us.
但是那并不能救我们。
Because humanity sinned, humanity have to pay the price.
因为我们人犯了罪，我们人要承担代价。
So God became a man in order to pay that price.
所以神成为了人的样式来替我们付上这个代价。
He came to pay a debt he did not owe.
他所付的债并不是他所欠的。
Because we owed a debt we couldn't pay.
但是因为我们欠了债，我们罪的工价是死，所以我们也救不了自己。
And when he paid for our sins, he put an end to death and rose again from the dead.
当他为我们的罪付上代价之后，他复活了。
The greatest threat to shalom, to peace, is death.
其实对于平安，对于沙龙最大的一个威胁就是死亡。
It's the opposite of shalom.
死亡和平安是相反的两面。
Shalom is eternal life. It's not just living forever, but it's the quality of life that comes out of a relationship with your Creator.
那么沙龙呢是平安，它这个平安并不是简简单单的一个概念，说我们永远活着一个永生的平安，而真正永生的平安是指我们恢复了和神之间的关系。
Death is the opposite. It gets between you and God and your life disintegrates.
那么死亡呢就是我们与神永远的隔绝。
Eternal death is not...extinction.
永死并不是就这样就没了。
Eternal death is living forever separated from God.
永死是指我们还活着但是永远的和神隔绝。
And it's the opposite of shalom. It's outer darkness.
这就是与沙龙相反的地方，永远的在黑暗。
But Jesus came and conquered death.
但是基督来他胜过了死亡。
And he came to give us life.
他来是要给我们生命。
Verse 2 in Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, if we'll read that.
那我们一起来看一下马太福音2:1-2。
That's chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
马太福音2:1-2，我们一起读一下。
after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." This is a foreshadowing of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
马太福音第二章第一到二节是耶稣基督再来的一个预表。
In order to bring full shalom, God had to make peace. We had to have peace with God first.
那么为了 得到真正的平安呢，首先我们要跟神之间有一个平安恢复关系。
That's the church's mission now, is to proclaim that peace.
这也是我们教会现在的使命，就是把这个平安传扬出去。
That's what our disciple people made a commitment to do.
这也是我们今天门徒差派的这个仪式所要想要做的事情。
But when Jesus returns, all the nations of the earth will come and worship him.
但当耶稣基督再来的时候，万国的人都要来敬拜他。
He will bring peace on earth.
他会把平安带到这个世界。
And the glory of the Lord will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
就像旧约中所说的，耶和华的荣耀要充满全地，好像水充满海洋一般。
The same spirit that came upon the Virgin Mary for the birth of Christ.
那么圣灵当时呢，在耶稣基督降生的出生的时候呢，来到了玛利亚的身上。
Will come upon the creation and recreate it.
那么同样的圣灵呢，也会到我们世界上来重新重建这个世界。
How should we respond to these Christmas gifts from God?
那么我们应该怎样来回应神在这个圣诞所赐给我们这么大的礼物？
What gifts can we give back to God? How can we respond to so great a grace?
我们应该怎么样去回应神面对这么大的恩典？
There's only one proper response to such a great God, to such great grace.
那么对于如此伟大的神，如此浩瀚的恩典，我们只能有一个最恰当的回应。
And we see it at the end of verse 2.
那么我们在马太福音二章二节的最后，我们看到了答案。
It says they have come to worship him.
二章二节最后说到来拜他。
Worship means to ascribe worth.
敬拜的意思是把价值归给他。
To do this rightly, it must come from our heart. You can worship Jesus with your lips while your heart is far away.
那么当我们真的是把耶稣基督看成至宝的时候，我们是一个从心里发出的过程。我们完全可以用嘴唇亲近他，但是心却远离他，但这样是不好的。
That's not worship.
那个不是敬拜。
You could come here to church and not worship God.
你可以来教会，但你的心却没有在敬拜神。
Worship is a response to grace that comes from your heart.
那么敬拜是你心最深处对于神恩典的一个回应。
And this can only happen when you see the worth of your Savior.
这只有在你看到耶稣基督的宝贵的时候，你才可能有这样的回应。
When you see the infinite worth of Jesus Christ, he will truly become your Lord and Savior.
只有当你意识到耶稣基督超过一切的宝贵的时候，你心里面才真的会把他当成你的救主。
Because your heart will be held captive by his worthiness, by his love.
因为我们的心很容易是只有在那种情况下我们才能真的是被他的那个爱来抓住。
And you could start to let go of those worldly possessions, those idols that we now covet and we now worship in place of God.
当我们把耶稣基督看作至宝的时候，我们才能够让这世界上我们所贪恋所敬拜的这些东西我们才能够放下。
And the same spirit that came upon Jesus Christ for his birth comes upon you for your new birth.
那么当初圣灵感孕让耶稣基督降生的同样的圣灵呢，也会降临在我们身上给我们一个新的生命。
And you come and enter his peace.
然后我们就能够进入神的平安。
And you will start to know what it means to have shalom.
那么我们才能够明白什么叫真正的平安。
The only responseis to give ourselves to him.
那么唯一的回应呢，就是我们把自己给神。
When we see that he has given himself to us.
当我们看到耶稣基督把他自己给了我们，那么我们也应该把自己给神。
Jesus Christ has completely given himself to you.
耶稣基督已经把他自己完全的给了我们。
This is God's gift to us.
这是神给我们的礼物。
This is what Christmas is about.
这是圣诞节的真意。
The only response is to worship and to completely give ourselves to Him.
那么我们最恰当的回应呢，就是来敬拜他，然后把我们自己给他。
And when we do this, and we enter into that shalom, we really know what it means when someone says Merry Christmas.
当我们这么做的时候，我们也进入了神所赐的沙龙，就是平安。这时候当别人说或者我们自己说圣诞快乐的时候，我们就明白了什么叫圣诞快乐。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before you here this day, and we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you have given us such great and precious gifts. We thank you, Lord, that you have not left us wandering in the world, without our Creator, but that you have came to us in Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, that we would respond, Lord, with adoring you and loving you and opening up the treasures that we have and giving them to you, that we may let go of the things that hold us captive, whether it be good things such as family, education, and whatnot, in order that you may fill our heart and that we may use our family or education and whatnot in order to glorify your name, that we would give you everything that we have because you have given us everything you have, and that we may know shalom in order that the world may know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.